church
year. And I thank God for Lynn's alertness that she noticed about the Ten Commandments. I must confess my sins. 8 o'clock service, I didn't notice. I just said the summary. Thank you for remembering. Yes, indeed, we notice these sort of changes, that there is a changed season. Advent is actually the time when we say that the church's new year has started. Perhaps I should have started by saying to you, Happy New Year to you. Now, new season, and what hopes I have as far as the preaching side of the church is concerned in this year. During the last nearly 3 years that I have been with you, the preaching focus was very much the gospel readings. And you probably noticed that we had our first reading today, the Old Testament reading. I'm hoping that during these next 12 months, that during the calendar year, church calendar year, that my personal focus will be on the Old Testament section of the Bible. It is obviously not possible to preach in depth during a short time of just a sermon. However, my hope is that I will be able to do three things today and in the days to come when I preach. First of all, to give a brief introduction of the book from which the passage is for that particular Sunday. Its link with the person of Lord Jesus Christ or the Messiah, because I believe over 40 plus years study of the scriptures that each book of the Old Testament contains the message about the person of the Messiah. And what I have benefited from this understanding that even the books which look very difficult to read, I'm talking about like Numbers, Exodus, and these sort of books, then once you get this thread in your hand, that each book actually talks about the hope, the joy, the peace of the Messiah, the reading is totally different. And the third hope I have during the year is, of course, to link that message.